that you want to.
Hello, hello. I just want to make sure this is working. What I'm interested in is from what we discussed before, is to focus on the Shabbat morning prayers.
And where were we up to?
And I thought maybe we could start at the beginning, and then you could just tell me what melodies are used and how the service is organized in terms of who sings
The beginning of the Shabbat prayers again?
Yeah. Well, we could start, if you'd like, where the Chazan starts at Nishmat.
The formal Chazan starts at Nishmat.
Right. But before we do that, I just wanted to ask you a couple of questions, if I could.
Mm-hmm.
What we talked about before, you said that most of the music for the Syrian community comes from Arabic music. And I know from what Kay has told me, I'm sure what she, of course, learned from you, about the pismonim and how the music comes from Arabic melodies that are adapted. Is the same true with what happens in the synagogue?
Yes. Yes, because most of the melodies that we use and the portions that we sing on Shabbat or Yom Tov in the synagogue are also, they're taken from the pismonim or other Arabic music. But as I've told you before, it's not limited to that. We do use other, you know, Western music and things like that, but very small percentage.
A small percentage is from Western music?
Yes.
Okay. Are there, maybe as we go through it, if we can, you can tell me which melodies are also used in pismonim, and if you remember.
Yes. All right. Now, we've gone over the beginning of the special prayers for Shabbat from Hashem Melech onward. So now we're going to reach the Nishmat, right?
Right.
As a rule, we have a Hazan who starts from the Berachot at the beginning, from Berachot HaShachar. And usually another Hazan takes over when we reach Hashem Melech. And this Hazan is a little more sophisticated than the first one. And then the formal Hazan of the day starts from the Yoser Nishmat Kohai.
So the section which begins with Hashem Melech, is that's Pizuk Dezimra?
Yes. Okay. We generally start, the Shem Melech always has a melody to it on Shabbatot and Yamim and Yamim Tovim.
And then when the Chazan says that, from what I've seen at that Torah, the congregation
responds.
And then the Chazan says it again,
and he responds. And at times he will say a different melody for each time that he says the Hashem Melech, depending on the Chazan's mood and the sophistication.
Now, what I've seen is that if, say, Chazan Kabaso will do Nishmat, and he would do Hashem Melech, and then somebody else may do Pizuki Dezimra.
Yes. Also, we have a custom that even the Zemirot, Pizuki Dezimra, many members of the congregation partake. In other words, one will take a portion, one mizmor, and another one will take a mizmor. People who are used to doing it and have some sort of experience in delivering a nice mizmor. And usually the Hazan assigns it either by sign or no matter. They'll just bow to you. And,
oh, I see. So the Hazan would indicate.
Did that take place at the?
I didn't see
that time.
Like Kabaso indicating. I just saw people just doing it. So maybe,
He's usually that, or they're accustomed to it. They know that the same one says it.
Oh, so the same one says that. See,
more or less.
I haven't seen that yet because I don't know everybody.
More or less.
Yeah.
Yes, more. For example, here. Well, I myself generally start, even when there's a Hazan at the Teba, and he would start with Shem Melech, and very often, if I'm present, I will take over from the Baruch She'amar, starts the whole Kahal says it together,
right,
until the Beracha.
Right.
So in the, about the middle of the Baruch She'amar, in this portion here, Baruch Ata Hashem Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Ha'Ela Barahman. That from that now we start and we establish the maqam that we are going to say the Zemirot.
I see, from Baruch She'amar.
Yes, yeah, from the middle. So the Baruch She'amar, the whole Kahal says it, and then when it reaches this Beracha, now we establish the maqam that we're going to say the Zemirot in.
Okay.
And it is usually not the same maqam that we're going to pray from Nishmat onwards.
Oh, we're not the same. Okay.
In order not to overdo the maqam, to elaborate, to give a chance to the Hazan that's going to start Nishmat to elaborate by himself on that particular maqam.
Now, you had said before a lot of times you use Siga for that part? Or it could be
many. Anything. No, yeah, most, and these, in the first Zemirot of the Shabbat, they're generally said in Siga, and as I said, that's only because it's easier for the majority to follow.
Okay. There would be Brachot HaShachar, the
No. Oh, these are the mizmorim between Hashem Melech and Baruch She'amar.
Okay.
Don't we have special mizmorim right, just for Shabbat between Hashem Melech and Baruch She'amar? There are special mizmorim.
Okay.
Shel Shabbat v'Yom Tov.
Okay.
We only say these until Baruch She'amar. We only say these on Shabbatot and Yamim Tovim.
Okay.
And usually, they're just in the habit of saying them all in the Siga.
Okay. Now, Shaar Tzion, that might be different, or?
No, they do, but they the don't. Same. And then, and when, as I said, so Baruch She'amar, the whole Kahal rises,
okay,
and Baruch She'amar, and from this Beracha on, Baruch Atah Hashem Eloheinu Melech HaOlam Ha'Ela Barahman Ma'alot, now a Hazan starts establishing the Maqam that they're going to say the rest of the Zemirot before the Yoser, which is, you know, Mazmur Shina and Shabbat,
right,
and then the Yechavod and Asher Yesh Bevetecha, and the several Halleluyot,
right,
which are said there.
Okay.
Now, the proficient Hazanim, usually, the one, as I say, the Hazan Kabua that's going to say Nishmat is the one that says Hashem Melech, he usually uses the melody of the Maqam that he's going to say the Nishmat in.
Okay.
That introduces to the knowledgeable ones that that's going to be the maqam for the day.
Okay.
On the principal part of the tefillah.
Okay. So say the maqam is Nahwan for the day.
Nahwan. So now you say Hashem Melech Nahwan.
Okay. Now, say in 3 weeks in the future, it's Nahwan again.
Yes.
Will he use the same melody?
Or a different one, as long as it's Nahwan.
It doesn't matter. It's just the fact that it's Nahwan.
Yeah, as long as it's Nahwan. As long as it's the maqam. Yeah.
Okay. In reality, like when you pray, would you use the same melody for Nahwan?
No, I try to use a different one anyways. You always try to give a variety.
Okay.
I mean, this is really also the expertise of the Hazan.
Okay.
For example, say you pray, this Shabbat is, we first started in Rust. Now, when Rast comes up again, maybe in 3, 4, 5 weeks,
right,
you try not to use the same melodies that you used this past Shabbat.
Okay. Now, the melody for Baruch She'amar, I know that I've heard at Bet Torah.
That's uniform, that's standard.
Everybody uses
it. Yes.
Okay. Now, that particular melody will always be the same.
Yes.
It doesn't depend on
it. Doesn't change. It doesn't have too much of a melody anyways. It's more or less like the Mizmorim.
Right. It's just like reciting.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Would you mind singing that for me, the Baruch She'amar?
Yeah. Baruch She'amar ve'ayah odem, Baruch hu, Baruch amir ve'oseh, Baruch gozer unkayim, Baruch oseh bereshit, Baruch mirachim ha ha'aretz baruch merachem ala beriyot baruch meshalem sachar tov lirav baruch halad v'kayam v'nesach baruch podeh u'masil baruch shemo. Now from here, baruch atah anaweh. This was bayat. The maqam, that was bayat. From here on now, you establish the maqam that you're going to say the rest of the zemirot.
Okay, so then the chazan would continue from Baruch Atah Hashem.
The chazan, or whoever, yes.
Okay. Now, I'm sorry to interrupt you again. What I've also seen at Bet Torah, sometimes they have two chazanim, one, you know, the two people standing at the bima, and that's...
It's not usual for that portion of the prayers. Maybe they have, but it's not usual in our synagogue for the portion of the prayers. And very often, when it comes to Mizmor Shir Le'Yom HaShabbat, if there's somebody that's proficient, he is invited to say it out loud.
Okay.
To sing it. And there, it depends on the proficiency of the Hazan, how much he could elaborate on it.
Okay. And in what makam would that be in?
Whatever maqam they're going to, that's the maqam they're going to establish for the rest of the zemirot.
Uh-huh. Okay.
For example, here, I'm going to dispatch Shabbat, and I felt like singing Nahwand.
Okay.
The tefillah, body of it was rust. I say they said the zemirot before, the other zemirot, they said them in Sika. As soon as we got to this baruch, this beracha, in the middle of Baruch She'amar, I started and I switched to Nahwand. And I made the Mizmor Shir Le'Yom HaShabbat in Nahwand. And we finished the rest of these Hallelujah in Nahwand until we get to this principal one, which now is sang generally by the general public, also in Nahwand.
And that's always the same too, right?
No,
okay.
It varies. It varies, but there's many tunes that one could use in Nahwand.
Okay.
For example, this Shabbat. Hallelujah, hallelujah, bekochu, hallelujah, berkiyahuzo, hallelujah, bekburotav, hallelujah, kerokudo, hallelujah, metekashofar, hallelujah, בנבל וחינות הללו בטוב ומחול הללו במנים ועונגל הללו בסלסי לשמע הללו בסלסי לתרוע כל הנשמע תהלליה תהלליה הללויה כל הנשמע תהלליה תהלליה הללויה. And this is joined by the general public. But you set the pattern, you set the pace for it.
And that's Nahwand?
That's Nahwand.
Okay. Are there any other melodies you could sing?
Nahwand?
Yeah, for Halal.
Sure, there's plenty. There's one which we use, and I use it for special occasions, mostly for holidays, only because it's just a little bit more elaborate and somehow. Hallelujah, hallelujah, bekocho, hallelujah, berkiyahuzo, hallelujah, berburotav, hallelujah, kerov gudlo, hallelujah, hallelujah, بسلسلة روعه كل النشامة تهلل يا تهلل يا هاليلويا كل النشامة تهلل يا تهلل يا هاليلويا.
So between Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbat and Hallelujah, whatever makam is established, then everybody else will continue.
Right, that makam.
In that makam.
And it's either the Hazan himself, but generally in most of our synagogues, it's portioned. Different individuals take part in it, and each one says a Mizmor.
Now, in that type of singing, there's like not a particular melody from what I've noticed. It's
ad lib, it's spontaneous.
Okay.
So the ones that are more expert, they even vary the maqam and the sana, but eventually they have to come back to the same theme.
Okay.
Same theme. And the others, they just try to hold to that maqam, you know, that melody, to stick to it. Then when we reach the Baruch Adonai Le'olam Amen and by Baruch David, then they go to Siga.
Okay.
Again, that's more or less general.
Right.
But it can vary. I mean, I vary. I use very often the Hajaz in the portion of Vaibarech, from Siga to Hajaz, and then we close generally in Siga. Because then, when you come to the last part before the Hassan starts, Yosha Adonai Beyomahu, this is part of Hashem, and this has a Ta'amim.
Right.
And the Ta'amim are Siga.
Okay.
Of the Torah.
Right.
Ta'amim of the Torah are Siga.
Right.
So now and then they just follow the ta'amim in your phone. You'll notice that in the Siddur, the Yosha has the ta'amim over it.
I didn't notice that. Would you mind singing that for me?
Which one?
From right there. The Yosheva Ad Hashem, the Yom Ha'am.
Yosha. ויושע אדוני ביום ההוא את ישראל מיד מצרים וירא ישראל את מצרים ממית על שפתיהם וירא ישראל את היד הגדולה אשר עשה אדוני במצרים ויראו העם את אדוני ויאמינו באדוני ובמשה עבדו אז ישיר משה ובני ישראל את השירה הזאת לאדוני ויאמרו לאמור השירה לאדוני כי גאו גאה סוס ורוכבו רמה בים עוזי מזמורתיה ויהי לשמוע זה לבין והוא אלוהי אבי וארומי מנהו אדוני איש מלחמה אדוני שמו מרכבות פרעו וחילו ירב הים ומבחר שלישיו תובעו בים סוף תהומות יחסיומו ירד ומסולות כמו אבן ימינך אדוני נעדרים הכוח ימינך אדוני תרעס אויב ורוב גאונך תהרוס כמך תשלח חרונך יוכל עמוק הקש ורוח הפיך נערמו מים נסבו חמונד נוזלים קפאו תהומות בלבם אמר אויב ارضو فسيخ حلك شلال تملاي منفشي عريق حربي طوري شيم ويدي نشافت بروح خيل السام ويم صاني مكعفيريت بما يمديري مي خموخة بأيدي مضناي مي كموخة نقدر بكودش مرات اللوت عوصي فيني نطيطة يمين خا تملاي معارس نحيطة بحسن خا عمزوك أنت نهاتة بعز خا إني بكوتش خا شامي وعمي مرجزون حيلة حاس يوشي بيب بلاشيت أزني بهلو قلو في إدوم إلي مقابي حظي مراد نمو شبخنان تبون عليهم إماتة وفحات بغضون زر وخا يدمو كابين عدي عبور عمي خاضو ماي عدي عبور عمزو قانيتا تبي إيمو بتطعيمو بيهان حالاتي خا ما يخون نشبتي خا فعلت أدوناي ما كذاش أدوناي كوني نويا ديخا أدوناي يملوخ لعلام بعيد أدوناي يملوخ لعلام بعيد أدوناي ملخوته قائم لعلام ولعام يعميا كما سوء برخبو فرشا بيام بياش بضناي عليه ميت مي أيام وبني إسرائيل هارخو بيبشا بيتو خيام I might have to have my head to this. He's been asking me for 5 years to record Keriat Torah for him. I just never get a chance.
Oh, who's the last one?
Rabbi Hecht.
Oh, well, maybe I can get more copy of this. Very good.
And see, and this is where the Hazan now takes over. When the Hazan Kabahi takes over from here, and he sets his own melody now. He's going to sing Rast. He's got a Pugdot and Rast, or whatever Maqam Bayat, whatever Maqam he's going to say. Is this on?
Yeah.
Well, now you notice that I made a variation on some of the tahamim. For example, I did not make every Azla Gerish the same.
Right.
One Azla Gerish I used, which is the normal is the Sika. But this is, you have to understand, this is an elaborate way of doing the tahamim, because the tahamim plain, they're just standard, uniform. Right. And I know none of the Azla Gerish, I put a little touch of Saba into it. And in Sika, another one I put in Bayat. But this is up to the proficiency of the Hazan that's reading.
Okay. Which time were that you said you varied?
This is Azlagari, the high notes.
Oh, Kamavi Azlag, yeah.
Yeah, we call it Azlagari.
Okay.
The high notes. The high notes. We make vary. And then also, if this is Zakef Katon, what do you call this?
Yeah, we call it Zakef Katon.
Oh, the Zakef Katon, there's also different ways of presenting it in order not to make the reading of the Torah monotonous. But then again, that's not. Every Hazan does it. I mean, over here, just beautiful. It becomes very monotonous. A proficient Hazan will give variation to give it beauty and interest.
Okay, very good.
But that's up to the Hazan that's up there.
Okay, so right when the Hazan starts with
Kilalamai
he's going to be in the Makam that he set earlier from Sayyid Rosh Hashanah.
Now, so I say now we're going. I'm going to say the bayat. So let's see. Ki Adonai Melucha Moshil Begoyim Ve'alu Moshim Be'ar Siyon Leshmot Et Haretzav Ve'ayitel Adonai Melucha ויהיה אדוני למלך על כל הארץ ביום ההוא יהיה אדוני אחד ושמו אחד.
That was
Bayat.
Bayat, okay.
نشمات كل حايل تبارخ اتشمخ אדוני אלוהינו ועירו וחקול בשר תפאר ותרומי זכרי חמל כנו תמיד מן העולם ועד העולם אתה אל. That finishes the standard melody. Then I elaborate on it. ומבלעדיך אין לנו מלכנו מושיע פודה ומסיר עונה ומרחם בכל עת צרה וזוכה אין לנו מלך עוזב וסומך אלא אתה. Most often they respond to these last two words. I deliver it to them, and it's a closing. The Kahal responds, so they take part. And I repeat, Ela ata Elohi harishonim aharonim Elohu hakol beliot adon kol tuladot Hame ulal bechol atishvachot Hame naig olamo bechesed umriot haberachamim ואדוני אלוהים אמת לא ינום ולא ישן מעורר ישנים ומכניס נרדמים מחיה מתים ורופא חולים פוקע עוברים וזוקף כפופים המסיע אלימים ומפענח נעלמים הולכה לבדיך אנחנו מודים אנחנו מודים.
So on. Now, you said the standard part which ended with Ve'ad Olam Ata'el?
Usually that's the pressing. You'll find it has two dots. It's the end of the Pasuk anyways, right. Or an end of an expression.
Okay.
So these are more or less uniform, they're standard.
So then when you begin after that, when you said that you just continued, you usually do it a little quicker?
Depends on my mood.
Okay.
It depends on the year. Okay. See, until we get to this Shabbat Anim. Then Shabbat Anim is it's a standard for everybody to join.
Okay.
Now in Bayan. Shabbat Anim Atta Tishma Saqat Haddal Takshib Beitu Shia וחתו ברננו צדיקים באדוני לישרים נבטל בפי ישרים תתרומם שפתי צדיקים תתברך ולשון חסידים תתחדש בקרב קדושים תתהלל ומקלות ריבבות עמך בישראל שכן חובת כל יושבים לפניך. Continue.
Okay.
And then this has also again Adon Han Elah Hoda'ot.
Right. Okay. Are any of those melodies that you sung, like this last one with Shivat Anayim, does that come from a pizmon?
Yeah, it comes from an Arabic song as well as and also a pizmon from both. Okay.
Do you remember which pizmonim it may come from?
Yeah, I'll have to look at it in the...
Okay, we could do it maybe another time.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And the song is an Arabic song. Barahum ya barahum, it's an Arabic song, and there is also a pizmon for it. Yes. And then we finish in El Audaot. Again, now this is said jointly by the whole Kahal.
Okay.
And then this fixed melody, again, the fixed part, rather, would give a melody, also sung by the whole Kahal. El Haudaot Adon Hanifnaot Borekul Hanishamot Ribbon Kul Hamasim Ha bohir be shir zimra menech el hay ha lami ma. Hassan says the Kaddish solo, of course, yeah. His melody, whatever he picks, and it has to be in the same maqam, and there's any number of variations, and so on.
Okay. Would you mind doing a Kaddish?
Kaddish?
I guess in the same maqam.
Yitgadal ve'itgadash she. The rest is ad-lib, whatever I feel like saying. Yishmi Rabbah Mibarach Li'alam Un'almi Al-Mayyat Barach Vishtabach Vitpar Vitruma Vitnassi Vitadar Vitalli Vitallan Shivink Chavirichahu تعين لم كل خطا شرطات في حتى من حمتها يامرا بعلم بمرو أمين بارخو اتأمنا يا مبراخ بارخ أضنا يا مبراخ لعلم فعيد. Bayat, and I did this Kaddish, it's also a Maqam Bayat, but it has a little extra flavor. It's called Bayat Shuri. just a little different odd bayat, which is quite rare as a mechaber. Excuse me.
Sure. Good to.
So this is the port. Then the next. And the Kaddish is finished. They go into the Yoser. And there's two other portions that they sing, the joint kahal, and this El Adon, the end of the El Adon, Semachim
Beis Adam. Right. And why do you start there? Is there any reason why?
No, just tradition. Just tradition. I guess it starts with Kitob, Semachim.
Yeah.
But there is no reason for it, no. Okay. It's just that at closing the portion, I guess it makes it interesting for the kahal to partake in the services, and they enjoy letting off. We try to instruct our hazanim to select portions that the kahal is familiar with so that they could all sing together. This other semihim they sing, and then and the last one is Mimasraim, in the last portion before the Hamidah, before the Shemar Asri. I'm trying to get Antano.
Right, yeah, we're going to do that. Would you like to sing?
Semihim is this. And then you'll have the whole set then, huh?
Right.
Semihim besetam sasim bimu'an Osim bima Rison kunim Be'er v'chavot Not nim lishmo Salav erna Lezikher malchuto Qara la shemesh v'yizrachor Ra'av etkin suratan libana Shibach notnim lo kol seba maro tiferet uch dulla serafim v'chayot eufen ha'kodesh. Then he continues with the prayers. Usually I recommend that from this portion on, if they want to now give a variation of Makamah, they should do it over here.
Okay.
Because they are through now with the portions that they're going to give over to the kahal to sing in the same maqam, in the bayat. And here they can elaborate, and generally, a proficient hazan will now go over to a different maqam according to his mood, to what he likes, providing that in most cases, maybe by the end of one or two of these portions, he comes back to the same maqam. And then, in Habat Olam, Havtanu, the last portion before Kriyat Shema, they manage to touch a little Ansiga, because now they're going to Kriyat Shema as part of the Torah. That's only sung in Siga, in the regular Ta'amim that it has in the Torah. So here they can vary and go to different maqam and come back, so long as they come back to the same bayat. And even if they vary here, they touch on Siga, they close the portion in bayat, anyways, in the same maqam that we've been praying before.
Right.
And then Kriyat Shema. Kriyat Shema, some Hazani do it themselves while on the Teba, others will
let somebody else
do it. It's up to the Hazan and up to them. And as I said,
is there anything else before him when one says Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh? There's no.
No. Only some congregations have another proficient person who can sing well. The Hazan finished Manu Ahartam Kul'am Bin Lashon. he will say וקרבתנו מלכנו in a melodious way, וקרבתנו מלכנו לשמחך הגדול באהבה להודות לך ולחיתך להיראה ולהבה את שמך. He does not say the beracha to the hazan and in a more melodious way, in the same maqam that the prayers have been said, but it's not used all over.
Okay. Yeah, I don't remember them doing that at the Torah.
They probably didn't do it. We don't do it here either. We do it in Deal, New Jersey. But it's not done all over.
Okay.
And then they say Kriyat Shema and Siga. But
okay.
Up until Anarachem, then as soon as you're going to start Emet V'yassi V'nachon, he comes back to the same Macham that he was before.
Okay.
That's the part of the prayer is. And then the middle shrine, they say a melody. This is the whole Kehav.
Right.
ממצרים גאלתנו אדוני אלוהינו מבית עבדים פדיתנו כל בחורי הם הרגת כל חיוסרה אל גאלת והם סופלה הם בקעת וזה דים טובעת וידידים עברו ים ויחסומה עם שריהם אחד מהם לא נותר על זאת שבחו אהובים ורוב ממולאים. אני אסביר עכשיו. And then the last one they say is the Kedusha.
Right.
Which this, the Hazan starts with, and of course the whole Kehav joins in it. And that's the last portion which is sung for the rest of the Shahrit. Na Kedushach be סוד סרפי קודש הם שלישים לך קדושה וכן כתוב על יד נביאך וקרא זה ואמר כתבוש. This is the elaborate score as they wish.
Okay.
And they finish the rest of the Kedusha also spontaneous, the way he feels like. But this is the you know, this is the composed portion that the whole Kehav sings together.
Okay.
And that's it. Of course, we make what you call duchan kohanim. We make berachat kohanim every prayer, every shacharit.
Right.
And then I've seen it once or twice by the Ashkenazim, where you know you have to. The hazan says the word, and the kohanim repeat it. And here also they are usually in the same amda is praying the tefillah, or he can make many variations there because there each word is stretched out quite a bit. I mean, they make a real song out of it. And he can go to any variation that he wants. He can change two, three maqamat, but he has to come back and close in the same maqam of the salah. He starts with the same maqam of the prayers, and then he varies according to his technique and to how nice he could make it and how elaborate. Then providing that at the end, when he plays the last word, when he's going to say shalom, and it's got to close in the same maqam bayat that he has the prayers, and he finishes the Shemona Esrei in that same maqam. Then the last Kaddish.
So there's no particular melody that's standard?
Standard? No, there's no standard verse of Kohanim, no. But that's one of the portions where the Hazan elaborates quite a bit because, as I say, each word is stretched out and really made something beautiful out of.
Oh, yes. You must have heard it there. Oh, yeah, many times, of course.
And Yeheskel elaborates on it quite a bit.
One of the interesting things that I wanted to ask you was, I noticed that he never says Yivarechecha. He always starts with Hashem.
The only time we say Yivarechecha is when there's only one, there's no other Kohen but one.
And do you know why that is?
That's our custom. He just say Kohanim. He announces Kohanim, the Kohanim Chabot, and the Kahal starts the first word. The Kohanim, that is, they start the first word. Yivarechecha. We have our minhag also. If there's only just one Kohen, he cannot start until the Hazan tells him Emor, and then he starts.
Okay.
And then the Kaddish that Kabbalah said, plain.
Okay. So that's within the makam, or
they have to wind up with the same because they have to close the makam. It's not going to go to a different makam, no. But I mean, it said without a melody, they don't make a song out of it.
Okay.
Just like the other kaddish, the only kaddish that's made a melody, a song out of it, is the one, the kaddish before Yosef.
Okay.
So.
That's good. That gives me a good idea in terms of.
Yes.
Which melodies are sung by the congregation.
And then after that, you have Hosaat Sefer Torah LeShabbat.
Do you want to go through some of those melodies? Those are usually standard melodies, right?
This is standard, yes. It's standard, there's not too much melody.